You are now tuned in to the Pod Gods Network.
And make sure you head on over to podgodsnetwork.com and check out all 11.5 million shows we have available for your free consumption. They're all free, they're all funny, and they're all fucking Pod Gods. Go check them out. Podgodsnetwork.com, 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 podgodsnetwork.com.
Now, on DVD, you've become a real target. Don't trust anyone. This isn't just a job. This is a way of life. There's a hooligan in all of us. The rise and fall of a white-collar hooligan. On DVD, July the 2nd.
You're listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK on the Pod Gods Network. The Oddcast Podcast, the podcast nobody is listening to. Except you.
Adam Lovey, it is Jess from A Little Punch Drunk, your favorite pod goddess and resident cougar here in the United States of America. Jess calling to send you some love and to tell you I'm so super jealous that in 16 days you're going to be hosting the Olympics and how much I'd love to be there and have you scoot over so we could share that experience together. There's nothing more sexy than watching water polo and canoe slalom. Listen, I hope we'll touch base soon, and I just wanted to stop by and say thank you for letting me be part of the Pod God Network. I do enjoy it so, and I hope that we have another epic battle pretty soon. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey guys, this is Rambo
and Phoenix
for A Little Punch Drunk, where we talk about what life's hitting us with next.
Make sure to tune in each week to find out what's going on in news, entertainment, and just funny things that we find entertaining throughout the week.
Not to mention technology with Phoenix and his app of the week.
And also the angriest part of the show, Rambo's Rant.
It's anger at biblical proportions.
Make sure to tune in each week by checking us out at alittlepunchdrunk.podbean.com. You can also make sure to send your emails to alittlepunchdrunk@gmail.com.
Don't forget also, we do have the Twitter. You can find us at A-L-I-L, Punch Drunk. And you can also find us at any time at the Facebook fan page. Easy enough to find.
So for A Little Punch Drunk, this is Phoenix.
And Rambo.
Have a good week.
Rock on.
Podcast episode 51.
5-1.
The big 5-1.
The massive 5-1.
What's so special about 51?
It's one bigger than 50 and 9 less than 60.
Yeah?
Yeah.
49 less than 100.
Yeah, and it's 25 plus 26.
Oh, meaningful.
Fuck yeah.
And we have new equipment!
No, we don't. No, we do. It's in the cupboard.
Yeah. Well, should we ask for help? If there's any podcasters there.
We are men. We can do this. We did spend the last hour and a half configuring our new mics and mixer and bits and pieces, and due to a rather dodgy cable, we've aborted and we're back to our usual microphone.
But we've changed all the settings on the PC, so it might actually sound a bit iffy.
Yeah, so apologies for poor sound quality this episode. Normal service will be resumed.
But I doubt
at some point, possibly. Maybe episode 100.
For a given definition of normal.
Exactly. I don't even know what's going on. It's completely thrown me. I had everything ready. What's he doing? I had everything ready for today and I was all up for it. We were trying. We set all this time to do loads of podcasting tonight.
We were too excited, weren't we?
And then it's just like, we were recording, it was going.
Well, trouble is, at the moment the combi boiler's going off in the background anyway, so people are probably thinking it's shit, and that you're not a combi boiler, Adam.
And no, I'm just going to be aware. Noise is a bit more like white noise.
So any podcasters out
there? Sounds like an espresso machine.
Let
us
know. They might, they might say, oh yeah, we've got to do is just twist it.
Unplug the mic.
Stop podcasting.
You obviously don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, just stop. Just stop, 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 stop. So that what? Aside, we will get that sorted. That's another issue. But it's not going to stop us. Nothing can stop us.
Except... now.
Except what?
Death.
Death. No, that won't even stop us, because I'll make sure we've got some recorded in.
There'll be some posthumous episodes.
But who's going to put them out?
I'll put it in your will.
Okay.
So someone else will do it. And then you put it in your will. Will.
Will's will.
Your will, will. Ash will. Adam's will. So.
Brilliant.
I don't even know what we're talking about now.
I think we should just fucking get on with this.
You want to just get on with it?
Let's do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Just a bad reception, honey.
Who's fake with hairy ass?
What's that?
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
I got a fever! And the only prescription is more cowbell!
What's your favorite scary movie?
Hear it now.
Go back to then!
When?
Now!
I can't!
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
It's not a tumor.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
So, if you're still with us, this is the Oddcast Podcast, episode 51. I am the host with the most, always here, always will be, Adam.
The most what?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
The most fat?
I don't know.
I reckon that's not necessarily an accurate statement, but it's kind of hard to say.
Yeah. We haven't had that. We haven't had a fat off. And sitting opposite me is the most confused man in the world, Ash.
A small seahorse.
Who's eating sweets. He's on a sugar diet. And sitting next to him is the grumpy sodcast himself.
So opposite you, then. him sitting opposite you is Ash, and next to him is Will, so also opposite you.
You didn't have to make that obvious, though.
Well,
we?
Just following rational, logical.
Well, no, I was just saying sitting next to Ash, because I was saying, you know, next to opposite me is Ash, and sitting next to Ash is you.
Yeah, but I'm opposite you.
You're kind of diagonal the opposite, if you want to get visual on the
pernickety.
We'll do a little diagram.
No, say that word, you nearly did.
What was I going to say?
Pernickety. There we go.
Very good.
Very good, you bastard.
Well done, Adam. Yeah,
have a sweetie.
I always get patronised in this podcast. That's why I sit this side. So, you know.
That's only because I used to touch you up.
It's a little bit. And I can't get touched up and do the controls at the same time.
No, you do. You do struggle. Very good.
Is that your controls or his controls?
Yeah. So, sitting next to Ash and opposite myself is the grumpy sodcast himself.
Yeah, we've covered that.
But you didn't say, you interrupted me.
I mentioned my name twice.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, when I listen back to this, I'll probably...
And then we've done all the Will's Will thing previously. You know, it's fairly obvious.
Oh, weird, right? Because, Jim, whilst the little intro theme was playing, you said, Ad, you're supposed to introduce us. As if, like, our listeners don't know who we are.
I don't know who I am.
Or care.
Or care. They're just like, I swear they don't even know who we are sometimes. I get some listeners, especially new ones, go, so which one are you then? I'm like...
One of the fat ones.
I'm the one that said, hi, I'm Adam.
Who's sitting opposite the other two.
Who's sitting opposite. I'm the one that sits opposite the other guy. Yeah. Oh, that guy. Yeah, we know him.
Yeah, not next to that one.
I'll tell you what we're going to do before we move in.
Go on.
Because I'm nice like this. The podcast has gone 51 episodes in now. And we've also had extras in between there as well.
Okay.
And we've gained a little following, which I'm
really...
Yeah. There was a thing on Twitter the other day which was about the Oddcast Listeners Fan Club, and Blimey's now the president of it.
That doesn't surprise. Is it because he's feeling a bit uncomfortable that there might be other Oddcast listeners who have like listened to all the episodes now?
I think he's a bit put out.
Oh. You think he puts out?
He probably does.
He might be for you, Rob.
So we got Blimey, so you can follow him at the Blimey. Let me get their names up on Twitter so you can all follow them. You've got a new listener called I'm rubbish, I ain't even got it. Where is it?
Oh, this, you can understand why we're getting such a big following.
Yeah.
The sheer level of organisation.
I'm supposed to be the confused one.
I'm always confused.
He just can't operate the controls while I'm tossing him off like this.
I tell you what, I would have been more
I'm pleased it's under the table. I can't see it.
I would have been ready, but obviously all this fucking about was annoying me, and I'm all lost and all that. So what are you pointing at? What are you pointing to the floor for?
Well, Will was saying that he was tossing you off, and then he waved at me with both hands, so he's using his feet.
Oh, that's what I thought, it was a cat.
Strange bald cat.
The Blimey, we all know the Blimey, he's pretty much part of the podcast. He's like unofficially the fourth member.
I thought it was Marcus.
Or Billy.
Yeah.
Alright, he's unofficially.
He's unofficially like the stalker.
Is it Pete Best? The fifth Beatle?
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'm not going to get into who the fifth Beatle was, because apparently it wasn't Pete Best, it was someone else. Anyway, also, Jamie Jig Tuffin, to Jig, new listener. He's the guy that listened to all the episodes in like
back to back.
And
you fucking loser.
He now knows us better than we know ourselves.
Oh, God.
Bringing up stuff that we said, and I don't actually remember saying it, which is worrying.
Well, that's because he's listened to it a lot more recently, and plus we never listen to what we actually say, which is just for the best. Mm.
There's also Leanne Greathead. That's actually
is that what she gives?
I don't know if that's someone said it's over Grafeed. It could be Leanne Grafeed, but it's
how's it spelled?
Great head.
Fine.
If you follow her at L Greathead. So yeah,
that has to be a Twitter name, surely.
It could be. I don't ask for people's names.
No, you wouldn't.
And obviously, the other listener that was new in is a Venice the Menace.
Uh-huh.
And that's a girl.
And
she started listening, and she's actually got put a bit of input in today's episode, which I will get to in a minute.
Fabulous.
Which is done.
Right, should we get the fuck on with it?
If we ever get there. No, I was just going to say thanks to the listeners. See, I'm trying to be nice now. I speak to these people on Twitter. You kind of aren't your fucking hand. Look at me watch.
God, we lost 5 minutes of the fucking podcast for that shit.
You're such a moody little fucker.
What's Twitter? Or Twitter?
Twitter? I don't know. It's
some funny weird
social networking thing, isn't
it? Okay.
It's text messages broadcast to the masses. It's like, rather than just text one mate to send everyone, you text all the people that want to listen to your text messages specifically and
listen to them.
Watch. Read.
Read. Listen. Watch. Read.
Yeah.
All right, Will.
Adam.
Have you got something for us before we go into any segments?
Oh, I thought I'd do it between two segments.
You want to do it between two segments?
Yeah.
Well, you're telling me how to run the show now?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. So should we go into Star Watch?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Just doesn't seem fair. For you, I mean. But, she's lost that loving feeling.
She's like... No, she hasn't.
Yes, she has.
She has not lost that look.
Goose, she's lost it.
Matt, come on.
I hate it when she does that. Excuse me, miss.
Hey. Don't worry, I'll take care of this.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, baby. But baby, believe me, I know it. You've lost that loving feeling. Oh, that loving feeling. You've lost that loving feeling. Now it's gone.
you.
I love that song.
Tom Cruise.
Ah, oh, it's a little fella.
He's not Irish, is he?
No, but he's little.
Does it actually say how tall he is?
Like a leprechaun. Yeah, he's 3'2".
He's actually minus 3 feet. He actually walks with his head below ground level. And then what they do is they bury the other actors and turn the cameras upside down to be able to film him.
Right, okay.
True.
Yeah,
true story.
He was born...
Really?
Yeah, he was. He
whoa. Was. I actually wasn't certain about that.
In Iraq or Afghanistan?
Just no, follow our theme. In New York.
Oh, boy.
1962, July the 3rd. His name is Thomas Cruise Mapova the 4th.
Mapova, yeah.
Thomas Cruise Mapova the 4th.
Mm.
That's quite awesome.
He was born on the 3rd of July.
3rd of July.
Didn't he make a film the 4th of July?
Born on the 4th of July. Yeah. Yes, he lied to us.
Yeah.
What a bastard.
He's probably lying about how old he is as well, quite frankly, but there we go.
Alright. Name at the top of your head how many films or titles you think he's been in.
Different stream films and titles.
Now, let me just check. Right, there's no TV shows in this. There are films.
17 and a half.
I'd have said about 40.
17 and a half?
Well, yeah, he only gets half a point for each one because he's small.
So, times up by 2.
37.
No,
30.
Oh.
44
and a half.
Oh, 45. 45,
and
you're saying...
I'm down about 40, yeah.
You've got to say a number. I'm asking you for a number.
All right, about 40.
So you're saying 40?
No, 42.
No, you should have stuck with 40, because it was 40.
That was close.
I said about 40.
I'll put him down as less than half a person then, and then that way I get it right.
Okay, so before we go through the films, what is your... I want a one-word description. A one-word... sum him up in one word.
Cock.
And you. And you, Ash.
Dwarf.
Cock dwarf.
Dwarf cock. And you, Adam?
Weird. I'm going to say weird.
Weird dwarf cock.
Weird dwarf cock. There you go. So let's go through 1983, The Outsiders. He played Steve Randall. That's such a fucking stupid name.
Is it?
And that was before The Inbetweeners.
The Outsiders. This is the one that Francis Ford Coppola made. And it starred loads of, in the 80s, loads of the big people that were making it big.
You can say loads of old porn stars.
Yeah, loads of big people and Tom Cruise.
This is the one with Earthquake. You had Emilio Estevez, Rob Lowe, Patrick Swayze, The Karate Kid, Matt Dillon, and C. Thomas Howe.
Yeah, because The Karate Kid really did make it quite big, didn't he, after that?
Well, at the time, in the 80s...
He was a rising star.
They were like the next best thing.
Well, should we do Star Watch on him? That way we don't have to spend much time on the feature.
Karate Kid 1.
Karate Kid 2.
Karate Kid 3. Yeah. My Cousin Vinny.
and then The Karate Kid that he wasn't in because he was Will Smith's son or whatever.
That was also not fucking karate. It was Wing Chun.
I know.
Kung Fu.
Total yeah. Watch.
And well, was it
Kung Fu? I thought it was Wing Chun. But there we go. And yeah, it was Kung Fu actually.
And it was the next Karate Kid with Hilary Swank.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that works on a podcast.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant.
I've got a little sweet of a dwarf. It is actually Tom Cruise. It's about the right height. He's about half a, about 3/4 of an inch.
I don't tell the wife that's 2 inches.
1983, Risky Business.
Not seen it.
That's the one where he has the house to himself. He's a teenager and he
bikes furiously and constantly.
He would do, but he gets a prostitute to do it for him. He hires a hooker for the weekend.
Fair enough.
It's the film where he...
Quite a good way, don't
you? I never had enough pocket money for that.
No.
It's the one where he dances in his pants. You know, he slides across the living room in his pants.
Nope.
Okay. All the Right Moves. No.
Nope.
Legend. You must have seen Legend.
Yeah, he was the devil, or he was like a demon or something.
He wasn't the devil. He was the good guy. Tim Curry was the devil.
I have seen it years and years and years ago.
God.
Because that was like a forerunner to Willow and never as good, but...
It's a Ridley Scott film.
Really?
Yeah.
Great Scott.
A young man must stop the Lord of Darkness from both destroying daylight and marrying the woman he loves.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a slight difference between those two.
You'd think like either one would be a perfectly good reason.
Yeah. Which one do I do first? Do I save humanity or do I get me missus back?
Well, it turns out that the destruction of daylight was, you know, he'd have just let him do it, but you iron up my bird.
Was Tom Cruise
Is that Norman
Brummie?
Aye.
Okay, 1986. This is how he made the big time. Top Gun.
Yeah, that's good.
Was that before Cocktail then?
Yes.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would have said Cocktail first.
Dwarf Cocktail.
I emphasised the cock.
Yes. Dwarf Cocktail.
Cocktail.
So, Top Gun. You fan of Top Gun?
Not seen it.
Have you ever seen Top Gun?
I've seen bits of it. I think we had it on VHS years ago, but I don't believe I've ever sat down and watched the whole film. I remember Goose dying.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
There's people crying now. What?
But, he can't
die. I don't think it was that good a film, to be honest.
It's alright.
It was good for his day.
I think it depends on the kind of film you're after. I was never into the sort of action romance type, that kind of film. Never did anything for me.
I wasn't in it for the action and the romance. I was in it for the fast planes,
the hairy planes,
the what planes,
the hairy planes.
Hairy planes.
Yeah, they all flew hairy planes.
I don't know what you're talking about. Hairy planes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I missing something here?
Yeah.
Clearly.
Is there some kind of sexual innuendo?
No, not even slightly.
Well, explain yourself.
Well, aeroplanes are hairy planes. Elephants are hair for lumps. It's just a bit of childish phrasing.
I'm lucky. Actually, I'm glad I didn't know that. I'm glad I didn't get that little joke.
Yeah.
So,
some of us were allowed a childhood.
I had a childhood.
You grew up in a shoebox.
It's a shoebox.
Your mother used to beat you with a wet radish every day, you told me.
Yeah, only because I asked for it.
Oh, okay. It was all a game.
Yeah.
Beat me with the radish, mother. Oh, do. Oh, do.
How comes I'm common now, but I was posh as a child?
She beat it out of you with a radish. Stop talking so posh, Adam. Oh, mother, stop beating me with the radish, please.
Radish for you. That's really tickled him. He's actually got red.
I don't know where it came from.
Your dreams.
Oh, God. I need to stop having cheese before bed.
The Colour of Money, 1986.
Not seen it.
It's blue.
Not seen it. That's the sequel to The Hustler from the 60s with Paul Newman.
Ah, not seen that either.
Yeah, haven't seen like anything.
No, I don't really watch many films.
You're great for this podcast.
I know, I'm perfect. Ooh. I provide a level of objectivity that you can't. Doesn't through play. Having seen films.
Let us speak.
Paul Newman makes salad dressing, doesn't he?
Paul Newman's dead.
Yeah, but he's got his own salad dressing. Right?
But that's what they did with the cremated body.
Yeah, he's the little bits that look like pepper.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. And most of his...
Similarly, so does Julius Caesar.
Yeah.
A lot of the money goes to charity, he does for that, so...
Well, it's not going to go to him, is it?
What a great...
You're going to bury it next week.
Moving on. 1988, Cocktail.
Cocktail!
With
Brian Brown.
Brian Ooh. Brown.
Yeah, who was FX. Quite cool.
Yeah.
I liked Brian Brown.
Yeah, you look like the sort of guy that liked Brian Brown.
What was wrong with Brian Brown?
I don't know, because you like people with BBs like Brian Blessed. Brian Brown.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe, yeah. Well,
some piece gets together. The name
game. Maybe it's just the alliteration type names that I go for.
Cocktail.
Yeah.
It's literally just a film about a bartender.
Yeah, I didn't say it was a good film. Did I say it was a good film?
I actually haven't seen it for ages.
No, I've not seen it for ages.
I don't actually remember what happened.
I seem to remember the start of it being quite good fun when they're doing the bar work thing and it's all great and they're shagging the women and then Brian Brown goes to him, oh, you don't want to touch her. Really, don't get involved with her. And then they have the big argument and then...
Stop.
He's banging off. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Do that again. But now, imagine Brian Blessed was playing the Brian Brown character. So now... Redo the scene with Brian Blessed in the Brian Brown.
Brian Blessed wouldn't be throwing drinks around to impress people. He'd be necking the fuckers.
He'd have his face over the tap.
Get out of my bar, you bastards! I don't think that made for a better film, although shorter. Yeah. I'm looking for a job. Get out!
Do you go in there? This would be a really weak joke. You go in there and say, I would like some gin and tonic. What sort of gin do we have? Gordon's!
I could just imagine, though, you know, the end of the night. Time, gentlemen, please!
There's people out there that don't know who Brian Blessed is.
Google. It's brilliant.
or just listen to every Oddcast podcast episode has ever been.
I don't think we ever explain actually who he is, though.
Well, don't. Just keep it a mystery. Let him work it out. Because I actually don't.
He's who I want to be when I grow up.
If you're working on it.
Yeah. Rain Man, 88.
Actually, not a terrible film because of Dustin Hoffman.
Hoffman. Definitely not.
Volvo's there. Boxy but good.
No, that was Crazy People.
Was it?
Yeah.
Bugger.
Which was actually a better film, in my opinion.
Okay, Born on the 4th of July.
Was it? I thought it was Kirk. We established that.
Don't he lose his legs in that one, was it? Makes him shorter.
Yeah. I bet when he had the prosthetic legs, they actually were about 7 inches taller than the old ones.
No, it was a wheelchair with monster truck wheels. Just say it was the
right height. 1990, Days of Thunder with Nicole Kidman.
That was a racing one.
Race driver. And
Cold Trickle.
It was just Top Gun on the floor,
Fat
on
Pigeon's
the ground.
Back.
Fat Pigeon's made another appearance in the podcast.
Hello, Fat Pigeon.
I thought you just talk to a listener, didn't I?
It could be a Twitter name, couldn't it? And if it's not taken, I might go for it.
It'd be gone. I bet someone got Fat Pigeon. It probably is actually a Fat Pigeon Twitter name out there.
But Danny Minogue tweets them all the time.
Oh, Danny Minogue. Far and Away, 92. That's when they're Irish.
Far and Away. Ah, the little fella.
It's him and Nicole Kidman, who is very, very tall. Or she just looks very tall.
Oh, that's when they went out and staked their claim in the woods somewhere, wasn't it? And he smacked his
head
on a rock.
Sound like that.
It was actually a pebble.
Yeah.
Not a very good film.
No.
And Nicole Kidman has gone from being pretty ugly to, poor blimey, she's alright.
It's amazing what plastic surgery can do when you're married to Tom Cruise, who plays film.
Is it? 92, Few Good Men. Jack Nicholson.
And Short.
That was.
I want the truth! You can handle the truth!
Now redo that scene with Brian Blessing and Jack Nicholson.
I want the truth! Okay, take it.
93, The Firm. John Grisham, mum.
Yeah.
I think I saw it.
I think I saw it.
I quite like the John Grisham books.
Didn't they sing Star Trekking? Yeah, that was The Firm.
The Firm was also a film with Gary Oldman when he played a football thug.
Yes. Not seen that either.
You haven't seen anything. Interview with Vampire, 94.
Watched that the other night.
Did you really?
Yes.
Did you?
Yes, actually did.
What was it like?
Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise. It's dated a bit, but it's not too bad, actually.
It's the one with Keanu Reeves in it, isn't it?
No. No, this is... Yeah. I mixed that up the other week, didn't
exactly.
I?
Exactly.
But... Was that last podcast? Wasn't it?
Last week.
But yeah. But I saw this was on Love Film. And I was like, I'll watch that, and it wasn't nearly as good as the first time I saw it. I thought it was quite good at the time, but it passed the time. But quite frankly, Tom Cruise's character was a twat. Tom Cruise plays a good twat.
You play what, like a guitar?
So you changing your word from
no,
to
he's
a twat.
He's a little cunt.
nice. Mission Impossible 1996.
I only thought it ran from 1 to 4.
No, it's a franchise.
Yeah, they just won't stop, will they?
I didn't get that. What did you say?
It's like the old, why would I want Windows 7 when I've got Windows 98?
Oh.
Yeah.
So Mission Impossible. Did you see the first one?
No.
Nope.
Actually, I think I did. Tom Cruise posing around on motorbikes with slow motion shots trying to look good. Oh, okay. I don't know if I saw the... Oh, yes. Was that Jean Reno in the helicopter?
Yes.
Yeah, saw that.
Is it?
It was when they nicked the list. The
helicopter goes through, like, the train
the
tunnel.
Channel.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it was the channel, wasn't it? Yeah,
it was the channel. And he crashes his helicopter into the train.
Fucking selfish bastard. You know, you got all those people waiting to go on holiday and they wreck a fucking helicopter in it.
Just to get Tom Cruise?
He was trying to actually get the immigrants that were trying to fall through it.
That'd be it.
So it was.
See, I've seen that film. I don't actually remember it at all. maybe it wasn't that film. Maybe I was watching something else. Jerry Maguire, 96.
Oh, it's a little fella.
You sound like a guy from the IT Crowd when you do that impression.
Oh, Roy. Yeah, Roy. That's because the IT Crowd's good.
Have you seen Jerry Maguire?
No,
I really like
that's
him.
That's Show Me the Money.
Show Me the Money.
Now do Show Me the Money in Brian Blessed impression.
I don't work for money.
Give me all your money, you can't. Give me your car keys. Give me your MP3.
1990. Oh, fuck it all. Between 96 and 99, he didn't do anything, and he come back.
He was too busy being a Scientologist.
He done Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh God, Stanley Kubrick's last film, absolutely awful.
It's him and his missus getting it on.
Yeah.
Watched the trailer and then didn't watch the rest of it. Is that the one where they're in the capes and stuff? And it's
Something like that. I've never seen
Secret Society. I've seen
Oh, a secret society where they fuck each other. Oh, could that be based on something from L. Ron Hubbard?
Who sat in the cupboard?
Well, L. Ron Hubbard, basically. Scientology. Yeah,
Do you know what? It was a science fiction writer.
Yeah, basically, he didn't believe in it at all. He created it as part of his story, and fucking mentals like Tom Cruise decide to go for it. Yeah.
So do you think in like 60, 70 years time, people are going to look back and they're going to think that Bob Kane was the creator of a new religion that made Batman?
Everyone knows it's the flying spaghetti monster.
In 67 years time. That was very specific.
I meant 60 or 70 years.
I didn't mean 67. In 67 years, don't you think?
And 3 days. Because that's when my plan.
People could be worshipping Batman.
That would be. Well, you do.
I think I do now. I believe more in Batman than I do in God.
But anyway, it's best if I move back off the Scientology subject because it winds me up. But what's next?
They could be listed.
Yeah, they Tom won't want to appear on our. Podcast.
Yeah, he might turn it down now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Isaac, what's his face as well?
What?
Whatever it is.
Hayes, chef out of South Park.
Magnolia, 1999.
I've not seen it. I've heard that it's absolutely awful.
Never seen it. Something about frogs.
It ends up raining frogs.
I've seen it painted on walls. Everyone used to paint their house Magnolia.
Nothing wrong with Magnolia. It's cheap and it's cheerful when it sells houses.
Mission Impossible 2 with our mate, Dougie Scott.
Duggery
plays the bad guy.
Ah.
Yeah, on a motorbike in slow motion.
Is that the Chimera one
with fat pigeons?
Yes.
And Tandy Newton.
Tandy Newton.
I don't know what her name is. If it's Fandy Newton, Tandy Newton, or
Sandy Newman.
No, it's T H A N D.
Don't say Tandy.
Tandy Newman. I don't know her name now.
I don't know who you're talking about. So
Fandy Newton.
Fandy Newton.
Fandy Newton.
Fanny Newton. Fanny Newton, how you do? And do see do.
Vanilla Sky 2001.
Sky, no.
Vanilla Sky 2001. That was the one where
wasn't that another shitty
disfigured face
film?
Cameron Diaz, no. Cameron Diaz drives him off a bridge and he has a disfigured face. And he lives in like this weird dream world. And the ending
where he's taller.
No one understands. Yeah, he's really tall. And look, what's going on? Nothing. I'm talking to myself. This is a conversation with me.
Look, put your phone on quiet.
Yeah, that'd help, wouldn't it?
And maybe. Move on to the next film.
Hang on.
He's got a fumble.
Oh no, what are we doing?
Oh, for
see, this is how good he is with technology.
This is why we have so many followers.
They listen.
That's why the mics didn't work earlier.
I'm fucking pissed off about that. Minority Report, 2002.
Not a bad film, actually.
Mm. Something to do with.
I don't think you'd be
doing a murder.
Minority. No, it's about people. They're trying to prevent a murder. It is this
precogs,
one. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's the precogs.
Yeah, when they can see the future to a certain distance, and then they send people out to stop them committing the crime. That style of thing.
They put a funny headset on them, and it makes them go a bit dribbly, and then
dribbly.
That's them in prison.
Oh, it has the bird with no hair, Samantha Morton.
Yeah, she's one of the precogs, just in a little
wedgie. Precogs. Is that actually the name?
Yeah,
precognitive.
Precognitive.
Yeah.
You. Knowing everything about that film.
What?
I said, look at you knowing everything about that film.
Well,
he changes his eyes. He has this little Japanese guy that changes his eyes, a Chinese guy that changes his eyes.
Swaps him out for a Wales.
Yes. And then he goes through and gets called Mr. Nakamura. Yeah.
See, I've seen that film and I don't remember it at all.
Then he swaps his legs out.
For big ones.
Yeah. You know, Chuck Norris once hit a horse so hard that all its descendants were giraffes.
What's the next film? That's a week. Last Samurai. 2003.
That was actually a very good film.
Yeah,
never seen it. Looks shit.
No, I would strongly recommend it. So you've got Tom Cruise plays a sort of disgraced alcoholic American Civil War time officer who basically who basically goes out to fight the Japanese And basically ends up living with the samurai.
He goes out to train up the Imperial Army.
That's right, gets, yeah, to wipe out the samurai.
The rebel samurai, who's not actually a rebel, he just disagrees with some of the...
Which wants things to stay as they are and have been.
If you ever had a fight with Tom Cruise, all you have to do is, if he comes and talks to you, you put your arm out, hold his head at arm's length, and he just keeps swinging and missing.
There is quite a nice scene at the beginning where basically he's given a bokken, so the wooden katana, against like a 12-year-old boy, and the 12-year-old boy spends about the next 5 minutes of the film beating the shit out of him. It's worth watching if just for that scene.
Because he's the 5-year-old boy is actually bigger than him.
The only thing I've seen of Last Samurai, I've not seen the film, but I've seen a blooper that's actually in the film, and it's he jumps off the horse, Tom Cruise does, and the horse for some reason kicks his back leg and kicks an extra in the nuts.
They probably kept it in because it was perfectly acceptable.
Still in the film.
Oh, fantastic.
Have a look for that.
The trouble is, it's about a 3-hour long film, but
no, it's on YouTube. The clip's on YouTube.
Oh, okay, that'll be worth it. But I'd recommend that film, actually. I think it's very, very good.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it. 2004,
It's medieval.
It's got swords in it, not guns.
It's got guns in it.
It's got both. Yeah. It's got the big Gatling gun with the little white handle.
Yeah.
Collateral, 2004.
Was that the one with Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, he plays bad guy. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise plays, but I was just like, yeah.
With white hair.
I'm thinking of Collateral Damage.
Oh, that's the only one. Collateral Damage.
Yeah.
One
was it? I thought Collateral Damage was...
There was definitely an Arnie film called Collateral Damage. Yeah. Maybe more than one.
The guy who did the last...
Open the door, there's a bomb in there! That's Collateral Damage.
Okay.
Now do that as Brian Blessed.
Open the door! There's a bomb in there! Because I'm trying to shout without shouting. This is really difficult.
You're choking.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Richard Gere. What was he in?
What was in him actually was more the point.
I thought that was Collateral Damage.
No,
but never mind. Anyway, wrong person.
Oh, what a surprise. 2005, War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds.
That was fairly shit.
Yeah, wasn't it?
All the trucks drive one way over a hill, and then they all come back the other way on fire. So they obviously went over the hill, did Yui's, and oh shit, they ran away.
Your trucks are on fire.
Yep.
Next film?
They are.
Oh, you want to talk about War of the Worlds?
I've no time.
Alien film.
Just a bit with the bit of water that goes through the basement and starts looking for people.
It's not water.
It looks like water. I mean, some.
It's a big eye.
Yeah,
but mechanical eye. You're thinking of the abyss when the water comes out, stares at people. 2006, Mission Impossible 3.
Who would have thought it? When do we get to Mission Impossible 1996?
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
You seen Mission Impossible 3?
No,
it's a good one.
No, I gave up at that point. I gave up after Mission Impossible.
That's quite a good one. It's got Philip Seymour Hoffman as a bad guy. He's actually really good at it. Lions for Lambs, 2007.
Never seen it, never even heard of it.
Never even heard of it.
No.
Tropic Thunder, 2008.
Now that I did enjoy. And it wasn't Tom Cruise I enjoyed in that. He only had a relatively small part in that.
He was good at it, though.
Yeah, he played the bad guy, played an absolute twat, beautifully. Funny that. But Robert Downey Jr. in that film was fantastic as the blacked up guy.
Yeah.
I think everyone played their part really well in that film.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was just funny.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was pure slapstick humour, but it wasn't a gross out slapstick. It was just straight slapstick, and that I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah,
and I liked seeing Robert Downey Jr. in a comedy role.
Robert Downey.
Jr.
I thought you were saying
kick Tom Cruise in Robert, the nuts in a comedy role.
Robert Rodney King. 2008, Valkyrie. That's the one to try and kill Hitler.
I've not actually seen that. I heard it's good.
Yeah, I saw some of that, and I've
never seen it.
It was.
I like the way it's the American. It's another history rewrite, isn't it?
Actually, it happened, but they never did kill Hitler.
Yeah, it happened, but I thought it was the Brits that tried to do it.
No, the Germans. It was part of the Germans.
I'm thinking
of a different film. I'm thinking of a different film.
Inglourious Basterds.
Well, there was all sorts. Oh Christ, yeah.
I don't think that was based much on a true story.
Yeah, of course it was.
Yeah.
We like to believe that.
In 1971 they changed the nationalities, didn't they?
Yes.
But that wasn't Tom Cruise. But
that was Harrison Ford. That's only because Harrison Ford doesn't can't speak anything other than mum. 2010, Night and Day. Cameron Diaz
again.
Awful film.
Not seen it.
He's like a
I saw the trailers, that was enough.
He's a hitman and it's it's bad.
He's a hitman, but he's a nice hitman.
Pretty much. And they fall in love.
Love.
He can't hit much, he's got his hand on the head.
Yeah. 2011, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. Still doing it.
Mission Impossible, they gave out, they didn't want to call it four. So
no, they called it.
Is that the one with Simon Pegg in?
Simon Pegg's in the third one as well.
Oh, is he? Okay.
But this one, he had a major role.
Yeah, because he's becoming known.
He said four words.
Yeah, he actually gets to stand up.
My second you
next to Tom Cruise and go,
all right, midget.
He plays the giant. And 2012, Rock of Ages.
Oh, I've seen the trailers for that. I think it could be funny, but I won't watch it.
Okay, well, he's got some films in the works, right? There's a film called Jack Reacher coming out.
Called what?
Jack Reacher.
Is that someone who, like, gets things off high up shelves for Tom Cruise?
Maybe. All You Need Is Kill.
All You Need Is Kill?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Who writes his... Van Helsing.
What? Another one?
Yeah.
Who made that? That Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman, yeah. But Van Helsing was a graphic novel type thing, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I believe it was.
And he's rumoured to be in Top Gun 2.
Oh, I've heard about this because we were talking about this previously, weren't we, with Val Kilmer needing to be in a Chinook or similar.
He will be playing the plane.
Yeah.
All going to ride Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
So we're there, Tom Cruise. Surprisingly, not that many films for how long he's been around. And
lots of crap.
A lot of just forgettable movies.
Yeah, he's a big name, but it doesn't make... And he's done a couple of good roles, but I don't know what is so special about Tom Cruise.
I don't actually know. Look at that. Disappointment. He's a weirdo, though.
Well, that's the last time we listened to listener requests.
Well, no, he's done a couple. There's a couple of them that have gone cold.
Yeah, that listener request was from Venice to Menace.
Well done, Venice.
I think she might like Tom Cruise, but then she said because of the whole Katie Holmes business.
He's cute, he's small.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. I won't go into it too much, but the whole Katie Holmes splitting up because he wants his child educated on a Scientology boat.
What the fuck is going on?
So they don't actually get educated about real life, they're just indoctrinated with Scientology. I mean, it's probably the same. Yeah.
We could sink it.
They're like the army, shouldn't they? But with too much to say.
And too much money. And technology.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I can say similar things about an awful lot of religions.
Let's not make this political.
Yeah.
Religious.
Let's move on.
I worship sweet.
So I have a quiz for you guys.
Ooh, quiz time. Have a little
jingle. Goody, goody,
goody. We have a jingle for it?
We have a beer.
Can we make a jingle up?
No. But can I borrow your pad? Because I need to keep score.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Six to me.
So,
none to own.
The rules are...
There are no rules. Fight!
Right, basically, I have 16 quotes taken from movies.
Oh, you know, 16 questions. Jesus, it's like Ask an American.
It is 16.
Well, it is 16 questions, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Oh fuck, this is going to go well.
I'm going to win.
I will be asking Ash each one of those questions. If he gets it right, he gets the point. If he doesn't, Adam can then say what he thinks it is, because otherwise Ash hasn't got a chance.
Oh, so I'm not actually playing, I'm just...
Yeah, you are. You're versus Ash, but you only get a chance to pick up a point if he can't get it.
Oh, because you know so much about...
So this is like the chase. I'm the chase.
Yeah.
I'm the man with the knowledge.
I'm
the egghead.
Yeah, you're the egghead on this. So basically, I had to put in a handicap, otherwise you'd have screamed Ash, it wouldn't be any fun. So
I'm like the top golfer, and you're like the spastic.
Yes, I'm happy being the spastic.
Oh, no, the handicapped.
All right. So, quote number one. Ash. Well, looks like I picked the wrong week to stop sniffing glue.
See, look, straight away, he knows it.
Do you know it? Because I have to keep you to a reasonable level of time.
Otherwise, we'll be here all night.
Looks like I like sniffing glue.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to stop sniffing glue.
I'll know it as soon as you say it, but no, I've got to keep the timing.
Adam?
Airplane.
It is Airplane.
Whee!
Okay, number two.
Lloyd Bridges.
Number two.
In ancient times, hundreds of years before the dawn of history, an ancient race of people, the Druids. No one knows who they were or what they were doing.
What?
In ancient times, hundreds of years before the dawn of history, an ancient race of people, the Druids. No one knows who they were or what they were doing.
Ash is actually like, just give it up.
Ash. No, I'm trying to think. I'm thinking Monty Python, but I don't think it's going to be.
One.
I'm going to say
any idea?
No, actually, I'm going to pass that one.
That was from Spinal Tap. When they got the miniature Stonehenge up on the stage. Yeah.
Right. You know what? They've actually seen Spinal Tap.
I've not seen that.
Okay. I must watch it.
All right, something a bit more recent. You seem somewhat familiar. Have I threatened you before? Five, four, three.
This is why I need a beer. Yeah.
Two. One. Adam?
Is that. When you say it, I know what it is. Is it Lockstock?
No. No, it's Pirates of the Caribbean, Captain Jack Sparrow.
That's a.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that well, actually.
Nice, easy one. And my signal, unleash hell!
Gladiator.
Good man. That is one all.
Fuck.
Question five. The Almighty tells me he can get me out of this mess, but he's pretty sure you're fucked.
Oh, shit. I've used this quote.
Five, four, three, two,
I don't know.
One. No. Alright, that was Braveheart.
That's it.
I don't even like Braveheart.
Yeah.
Okay. Cocky, didn't I, at the beginning of this?
Yeah. Well, it's one all. You know. Okay, say hello to my little friend.
That's easy.
That is easy. I've only ever seen it once, and I do believe it's Scarface.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you bastard.
Okay.
I'm winning.
All right,
fucker.
You're just jealous because I'm a genuine freak, and you have to wear a mask.
Batman. I have no idea.
Wrong.
Dark Knight.
Wrong. Batman Returns. It was the Penguin saying it.
At least I got Batman.
You were both in the right direction, but wrong one. And I can't. All right.
Start again.
I took the liberty of bullshitting you.
Oh, what the? Where'd you get these from? Your DVD collection.
No, I went on IMDb, found films I liked, and took quotes from them. But I didn't take the main tagline quotes particularly.
Yeah.
Ones you might remember.
Say again.
I took the liberty of bullshitting you.
Took the liberty.
This is one of my all-time favourite films, so we need to do a go back and watch this one at some point.
Yeah.
No.
Anyone? Adam?
No.
Blues Brothers.
I've never seen it.
No. Well, you're not going to get it, are you?
I've seen it about 10 years ago. 15 years ago.
Okay. I wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Hannibal.
Nope.
Silence of Lambs.
Well done.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Oh, I love this one. I'm not expecting either of you to get this, but I like the line. I was thinking of the immortal words of Socrates, who said, "I drank what?"
The only thing I've seen recently with Socrates in it was Bill and Ted. So I'd have to say Bill and Ted.
Adam?
Meaning of life.
It was Val Kilmer in Real Genius.
What is that?
A fantastic, funny film from the 1980s.
I've seen it.
I have no idea what's going
on. Okay. Ash, you might get this, I reckon.
Stop smiling.
You call that a knife?
That's not a knife. Dundee!
That's a knife!
I use that one all the time, especially in Aikido.
You take a knife to Aikido.
Right.
Take swords.
That's here we go. Number 12. This is a real badge. I'm a real cop, and this is a real fucking gun.
Bad Boys.
Nope.
Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon. Oh, yes. It's three all. See?
Cut in the first one.
Yeah, it was the first one.
I was always said Leaf Weapon 2, wouldn't I?
Here we go. I have Shalindrius Wand, Bavmorna.
His voice.
Yes, and the eyes. But you can't see that on the podcast. He's scary. That's so random, it has to be Monty Python.
Wrong.
Flash Gordon.
It's Willow.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Alright. We'll go a little mad sometimes. Adam's watched this recent.
Yeah.
So he knows what it is.
Piece of piss, that one. Counting down. Don't even think too much.
Oh, sorry, I say Batman.
Psycho.
Indeed. Oh, Adam takes the lead. Ooh. Okay. Number 15.
Oh, shit.
Get this big walking carpet out of my way.
Star Wars.
Good man.
Fuck. Four.
You know, I think I've gotten this about right. So, the final question is very much down to Ash, if he can get this. So the quote is, we took morphine, diamorphine, cyclozine, codeine, temazepam, nitrazepam, phenobarbiturate, sodium amytal, dextroposephine, methadone, nalbuphine, pethidine, pentazocine, buprenorphine, dextromoramide. Why the fuck did I do this? Chloromethoxyl. The streets were awash with drugs. You can have our unhappiness and pain, and we took them all. Fuck it. We'd have injected vitamin C if they'd only made it illegal.
I don't think that was a quote from any film, because I think in the film they might have actually pronounced those words correctly.
Maybe.
They might have pronounced it.
Right, count them down.
Five.
So there's shitloads of
four,
drugs.
Three.
Two.
One.
Robocop 2.
he didn't get it.
No, he didn't.
It's Trainspotting.
Fuck yes!
Yes! Right, 5-4 to Adam. Well played. On with the next feature.
Bog.
Fuck yes! Oh, Ash is crying now.
I'm not happy.
I'm not.
I can't believe I got the last one.
Oh, is
it?
Do I win anything?
Yes.
No.
Have some lips.
That sounds a bit dodgy, but I'll have one. Okay, so let's move on then. Let's go straight into the next feature, which is Go Back and Watch This. Are you ready, guys?
Indeed.
We have to go back! Now, a motion picture so grand, so magnificent, and so vast, it spans 7,000 years.
No way!
Yes way!
But it starts with Bill.
I'm Bill S. Preston!
Who is Joan of Arc?
And Ted.
Noah's wife?
We are in danger of flunking most heinously tomorrow.
A force from the future.
Can we go anywhere we want at any time?
You can do anything you want.
Is putting history at their fingertips.
Let's reach out and touch someone.
They're traveling through time.
How's it going, Royal Ugly Dudes?
Put them in the Iron Maiden.
Excellent!
Execute them.
Bogus. How's it going, dude?
Speckle it. Stay clear.
And they're making a big impression.
Historical. Apes.
Now they're home.
Buddy, get together. Remember who your buddy is.
To trash the 20th century.
You got a live one here.
Keanu Reeves, Alex Winter, Napoleon.
We're from history.
Billy the Kid.
Oh my God.
Joan of Arc. Sigmund Freud.
Tell me about your mother.
You a musician?
Beethoven.
Genghis Khan!
Abraham Lincoln.
Party on, dudes!
Socrates. George Carlin.
We're history.
If you guys are really us, what number are we thinking of?
69, dudes!
Bill and Ted's...
Excellent! Excellent!
Excellent adventure.
Party on, dude.
We have to go back!
I have a feeling we're about to embark upon a most unprecedented expedition.
Once they made history.
I must see to it that you die.
Now, they are history. Bill and Ted are dead.
Welcome to hell.
It's the Grim Reaper, dude.
How's it hanging, Death?
But they're having one hell of a time.
This is not what I expected this place to look like at all.
We got totally lied to by our album covers, man.
Taking in the sights.
Not bad, dude!
We totally knew a guy got one of those in his bucket of chicken.
Making new friends.
Excuse us, dude, but is there any way we can get back?
You may challenge me to a contest.
J7.
You have sank my battleship. Best 2 out of 3.
What?
And join the family.
No way!
Invading the present.
I totally possess my dad.
Battling the future.
You metal, dude!
Excuse us, but your shoes are untied.
Can't believe we just melded death.
And meeting their maker.
Guys, congratulations on Earth!
Not to mention your other great planets. Mars, Jupiter, Uranus.
It's the comeback of all time. Bill and Ted's bogus journey. It's a trip.
Best of 7?
Damn right!
Ah, dude!
Left hand red.
Ah! Yeah!
Bill and Ted's bogus journey.
Trailer overload.
God, two trailers in one.
Oh, back to back.
Back to back.
Now, Ash, did you manage to watch both of these films?
I did actually manage to watch both of them.
Good man.
I watched one pretty much the day after the last podcast, and then I watched the other one last night.
So Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and its sequel, Bogus Journey.
Absolutely. It sort of came off the back of our conversation last week, didn't it?
It did, yes.
About, what were we talking about?
Keanu Reeves, wasn't it?
Keanu Reeves, that's it, on Star Watch. It's like a Skill Rex.
Yeah. Dubstep.
Yeah, drop the bass.
Nice. That was weak. Yeah. So Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, good film.
It was good.
Done. All right, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
It was good.
Good film. Done. All right, see you later, everyone. So, Keanu Reeves, Alex Winner played Bill and Ted.
I had no idea who Bill was, because he was in Lost Boys.
Yeah, he was in Lost Boys. He's in Freaked. He doesn't do a lot now.
He was one of the vampires in Lost Boys.
Yeah, I've never knew the other one.
Pretty much, yeah. That's about it.
I only knew Keith Sutherland.
You killed Marco!
Is that it?
Was he Marco?
Yeah, I think so.
Polo! So, what's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure like?
Excellent was the... Hang on, didn't we do this last week?
Sum it up in quickly.
I summed it up last week. Actually, you did it this week, seeing as you saw it recently.
Oh, I can sum it up this week. It was two kids that are failing history. They need to pass an oral exam.
Oh, sexual.
Yep, exactly. Or testy thing in front of the school.
Mm. All testes.
All testes.
Dwarf cock.
So in order to do it, because they're complete dumbasses.
Dumbasses.
They have the help of a cool dude called Rufus.
George Carlin. That was George Carlin.
I thought you just... Because I was shouting Rufus at the time, I thought you actually just said, no, called Colin. A cool guy called Colin. That
wouldn't have worked.
Colin.
And he turns up in his phone booth TARDIS thing.
TARDIS.
It's basically a TARDIS, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's all about like time travel. They go back and get key figures from history.
Yes, but they get some random ones as well.
So, here's a clip when they go and get Socrates.
I'm Bill. This is Ted. We're from the future.
Socrates. Now what?
I don't know. Philosophize with him.
All we are is dust in the wind, dude. Dust? Wind. Dude.
Oh,
Ah, Himes, Udenalo, Blanconiotos. Ha!
Ha! Let's get out of here, too.
Yes, Socrates himself is particularly missed. Hey, lovely little thing about a bugger when he's pissed. That's Monty Python.
Yes, at the Hollywood Bowl.
Well, they sung that song. That was part of the Bruce's Philosopher's song, which they did indeed sing live at the Hollywood Bowl. I think first appeared on the audio. It was a record at the time. The matching silk tie and hanky, or something like that.
Okay. Anyway, back to
time travel. See, the good thing about this film is like it simplifies time travel to just like.
You go in a phone box, you dial a couple of numbers, yeah. And you go through the circuits of time.
Yeah, and that's it. And they don't seem to be change anything. They go back in time and they pull people out. Nothing changes, no butterfly effect.
Yeah, they got go in and dial emergency services, they'll end up by the Twin Towers.
Well, that's a bit deep, isn't it?
Was it? No, it's 911, 911. That was the joke.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh my!
It was. You were looking for so much more depth.
I realised that thought you were really like, what if they did that? What if they used their time travel for good?
they're changing history. But then, that's actually the second one.
No, in the first one, though, the time travel.
In the first one, they do it. But yeah, they nick Freud and all that kind of
and
stuff.
Nothing changes.
Freud hasn't written something somewhere.
Oh, don't forget Napoleon.
Time travel. Yeah, he likes ice cream and bowling.
And what a slag!
He liked ice cream and bowling. Yeah, so here's that clip where they're talking about time travel, and it's brilliant because it just sums it up really simply.
Yeah,
and it makes you like think, "Oh, that would never." Just shut up! It's a fucking film.
No,
yeah.
How'd it go?
Bad. Our historical figures are all locked up. My dad won't let them out.
Can we get your dad's keys?
We could steal them, but he lost them 2 days ago.
Only we could go back in time to when he had them and steal them then.
Well, why can't we?
Because we don't got time.
We could do it after the report.
Ted, good thinking, dude. After the report, we'll time travel back to 2 days ago, steal your dad's keys and leave them here.
Where?
I don't know. How about behind that sign? That way, when we get here now, they'll be waiting for us. See?
Whoa, yeah! So, after the report, we can't forget to do this, otherwise it won't happen. But it did happen. Hey, it was me who stole my dad's keys.
Exactly, Ted.
That clip, that does sum it up beautifully. It sums the characters up beautifully as well, doesn't it? It's superb.
If only it was that simple.
I've had these thoughts myself. Maybe it's just me, but I remember driving along thinking, you know what, if I won the lottery, I might be now able to afford enough to invest in time travel. But to win the lottery, I would need to do that. But if I do, I'm going to leave a winning lottery ticket in my car, in the glove box. And I'll check the glove box and think, fuck, I don't invent time travel.
You fucking thief.
I've been there, sorry. You know, it's worth a shot.
No, you just thought that in the future you were being a bit clever and you actually put it under the sink rather than in the glove box.
Just okay.
Someone nicked it.
What would you do one day if you thought you did that and then you went to go and there was a piece of paper that said, "You prick."
I would think my wife's leaving notes for me again.
God, I turn into an arsehole when I'm older.
Yeah. I'm not sure time travel with anyone.
Well, I would be a bit puzzled, I must admit. So I'd say, you're a cunt.
Yeah. So, excellent adventure. It's a great film.
Totally.
Moves into the second one, Bogus Journey.
Which, as sequels go, is one of the rare sequels that's still quite good.
Yeah.
That's because it's completely different as well, though. They don't.
They're two, like, wild guys who do time travel.
No. They don't. It's a completely different idea. Instead,
spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, they die.
Instead of them being trying to do a history report and travelling back and forward in time, it's actually more about them actually dying, getting away from hell and death and all that kind of stuff, and there's not as much time travel stuff in it.
That's true. But they totally Melvin Death.
Yeah.
As you will see by a clip.
Whoa! Who are you? Ted. It's the Grim Reaper, dude. Oh,
How's it hanging, Death?
You will come with me.
No, we can't. We gotta get back to the babes. Ted, we can't. We're dead, dude. We gotta stop those evil usses. We gotta try. Excuse us, dude. But is there any way back?
You may challenge me to a contest. But if you lose, you will remain here in the afterlife forever.
What if we win?
No one has ever won.
Dude, we gotta ditch this guy, definitely. But how? Melvin! Excuse us, dude, but your shoes are untied.
Oh.
I must admit, one of my favourite bits is slightly later on. I think it's later on where they have to play the game against Death.
Yeah,
and
they'll
do anything except chess.
They play a Twister.
Yeah.
Battleships. Oh, no, you sunk my battleship.
I love the way he's Austrian.
Yeah.
But where we go, yeah, you have to beat me in a game.
Yeah. You will never beat Death.
2 out of 3.
Death never loses.
3 out of 5.
Because in this film you get the robo Bill and Ted's. They're evil. They're nasty.
Those ones. Yeah. But then they make their own Bill and Ted's.
They make the good robot usses.
With help from Station.
Station, yeah. Station. Was Station the two little things that became
one? They charge at each other and
thinking about it.
It's all a bit sexual.
Think about it. These both films are actually completely different.
Yeah,
totally.
That's why I said that's why it was successful. Good sequel.
Yeah, because obviously the first one's all about time travel, it's all
same characters, different story.
Yeah, this one's all about coming back. Yeah. They actually didn't mention much time travel in this one.
No, that's what I was saying.
No,
yeah,
what's the point then? What's the point of Rufus?
I can't believe he's forgotten what I said about 3 minutes ago.
No, he hasn't forgotten. He doesn't listen.
You won't.
That's right. See, he just ignores me.
So that was what I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah, about the future of the Oddcast, Ash.
Exactly. This is my last episode.
Oh, don't say that. People out there, well, maybe
they don't listen to me either. So it's great.
There's still life after 51.
Yes, Ash. In a box 6 feet under.
Yeah, you bought the equipment that didn't work, and so you know you're not needed anymore.
Thanks, I'll take it back to Maplin.
But Death does a really good rap at the end.
Our bass player, the Duke of Spook, the Doctor Shock, man with no tan, please say hello to Death himself, the Grim Reaper! King or a little street sweeper, but sooner or later you dance with the Reaper. Get down with your bed, sir. I love show business.
Wasn't he lip syncing for that rap?
No, it's just the quality of the video at the time. It was just out.
No, you missed it. If you actually watch the words and stuff, then it goes through.
That's because he's he's singing in Austrian.
Yeah. It's a cool little rap though, and he gets what's the name of the
scythe?
The scythe, yeah. Spins around his head.
What's the name of that stick with the blade?
Alfred.
I thought it was a sling blade.
Yeah, it's a swirly thing, swirl blade.
Don't look at me. You looked at me like.
I'm trying to work. No, I was trying to work out if you were serious.
Sling blade. What's a sling blade?
I've never heard of it.
It's a film with Billy Bob Thornton.
Is that what it's called? Swing blade.
Sling blade.
Sling blade.
Swing blade.
What?
Sling.
No,
I think. I have no do you know idea. When you say a word and then you think you've just made it up?
Yes.
I remember when I was at primary.
You say a lot of them.
I remember when I was at primary school with the fairy tales about giants, and the giant would have a weapon called a bommy knocker. Does that ring a bell with anyone?
I don't know. I was thinking he might have.
What's that, BFG?
Bobby? No, no. It was. I can't remember what it was, but it was a bobby knocker, which is actually known as a mace. But it was a bobby knocker. Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
Is bommy another short slang word for head?
Yeah, it might have been like a head-hitting device. Yeah, it might be an old-style term. God knows.
Maybe. But so, Bill and Ted's Excellent and Bogus Journeys Adventures.
Which is the better film, Ash? You've watched them both recently?
Which is the better film? Well, this is the thing. Because they're so different, actually, I think... I would actually say, if I could only watch one of them, I would actually watch the sequel.
Bogus Journey?
Yeah,
dude, that's right.
Got a lot of stuff in it.
So that they've taken the original idea and done more with it, then?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. It's actually sort of developed.
What I do like in the second film is that in the first film you got the fit Missy,
the princess. Missy Mum
going out with one of her dads, and in the second one, she's now going out with the other one's dad.
And then they're joking that you're going to actually go out with them, and you'll be your own uncle.
Oh, that's a bit Norfolk.
Oh, that's a bit Norfolk. So go back and watch Bill and Ted's Bogus
Journey. Go back
and
watch them.
Go back and watch them.
Watch both of them. They are completely different.
Go back and watch those shits.
Ghost shit.
They're not ghost shit. Those shits.
Those shits.
Yeah, go back and watch those shits.
Okay, so those shits.
Cool, dude. Shit.
So, we done?
We are done.
We're done.
We are done with episode 51.
Awesome.
Okay, let's get this spamming out of the way. Thanks for listening to the Oddcast Podcast. If you're listening to this on iTunes, rate and review us. It puts us up the charts. To number one. It doesn't. We're not number one. If you listen to us on Stitcher, favourite us and thumb it up.
And share us.
And share us, because we actually got on the top 100 most shared list.
We were like at 82.
Yeah, amazing, man. Yeah. Amazing. Ash is like, what?
There's some 82? There's the out of
100.
82.
No, they list the top 100 most shared podcasts and bits on Stitcher, and like we were in there.
Yeah, so keep doing it. Keep sharing it. And you can now go on the PC. Instead of having it on your phone, if you go on the PC, you can actually do it that way. Share it via that. So you haven't just got to do it on your phone.
Awesome.
So Stitcher's a cool little way to listen to us. Obviously, go to oddproduk.wordpress.com. That's where you'll find all the other podcasts that we did from 51 all the way down to number one. 55. And then it even goes beyond that with the really crappy ones.
What the fuck does Billy know?
What the fuck does Billy know? They're on there, retro podcast,
there.
Yeah. And go to the podgodsnetwork.com where you hear us and lots more other podgods.
Some of them are quite good.
A lot of them are good. I like Dirty Rotten Show. I'm loving them at the moment. They're really, really funny.
I've only just started listening to them because they're new joiners, they are very good.
And obviously, coming soon, we're going to. You know, I said Movie Bomb was coming back.
Yeah.
It is coming back, but it's coming back as Movie Com.
Because you're doing comics as well?
No, because it's going to be the Alternative Movie Commentary Podcast.
That sounds brilliant.
Where we're going to watch a film.
Oh, fuck.
And do the commentary over it. So you then get to either listen to it as a podcast, or you can listen to it as an alternative movie commentary with me, Billy and Marcus.
Wow.
You're not going to do it. You don't listen to any. You don't even listen to this.
No, I've got no interest in that whatsoever.
Isn't that what we tried with Prometheus, where no one actually
tried?
That was just the trailer.
And what, you're doing it with the whole film?
Yes.
The whole film.
Oh, Jesus.
So you can, you press play in the film the same time we do, you put it in your ears, and you can watch the film.
You can watch a film you want to enjoy, but have some fuckers talking over it the whole fucking time.
It's the future. It's the future. It's the way it's all going to be.
Yeah. Is it going to be like Arnie style? No. This is where I walk into the room. And she doesn't really like me, so she pulls out a gun, and look, she shot the wall.
She hit me. Ouch. That hurt. No, we're going to make sure it's definitely on there. So it's going to be like a podcast. We're going to talk about the film and trivia and random bits and bobs, but it's an experience.
That sounds amazing.
Someone will listen somewhere. Maybe if you listen to this right now, you're like, hey, I like that. Oh, I like that idea. If you don't,
fuck off.
Never mind. No skin off my back. And
I'll let that one go. Yeah.
Just let me have that one. Follow me on Twitter at Barker Podcast, at Oddcast Podcast, and at Podgods. And the blog that nobody's reading.tumblr.com. That's spamming over. So it's been our cast podcast episode 51 with not new equipment yet,
nearly. So it's in the cupboard.
Ash, do you want to sign us out this week?
Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK. To find other shows like this, please visit podgodsnetwork.com. You won't be disappointed.